I'm Julie Mooney, and this is Teaching Strides Season 3, Episode 3, Humor in Nursing Education. Teaching Strides is a podcast series featuring Mount Royal University faculty members discussing some of their finest teaching practices. Teaching Strides is recorded and produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, in Treaty 7 territory, the traditional territories of the Niitsitapi nations, which include the Siksika, the Piikani, and the Kainai. We also acknowledge this place as the traditional lands of the Tsitsina Nation, Iarhi Nakoda Nation, and the Métis Nation, Region 3. Today we speak with Professor Mohammed Al-Hussein. Professor Mohammed Al-Hussein is an associate professor in the School of Nursing and Midwifery at Mount Royal University. Recipient of the MRU Distinguished Faculty Award, Professor Al-Hussein earned his PhD in nursing at the University of Calgary. His research program focuses on innovative teaching approaches for enhancing critical thinking in students. His scholarly publications and presentations highlight teaching strategies that help students deconstruct complex ideas. Professor Al-Hussein, welcome to Teaching Strides.
Thank you.
So I'm really interested, actually, to hear, just before we started recording, you mentioned that you've got quite an international educational background. Tell us a little bit about how you became a nurse and how you became a nursing professor.
Well, I started nursing in Lebanon, my undergraduate nursing in Lebanon. Then I had a passion for emergency nursing. I started working there. Then I decided to specialize, actually, in emergency nursing, where I joined the master's program at the University of KwaZulu-Natal in South Africa and finished a degree, a master's degree in critical care and trauma nursing. Afterwards, I realized that what really supports practice is sound evidence. So I joined the PhD program at the University of Calgary.
And then was it soon after that that you came to Mount Royal University?
Actually, I started at Mount Royal in 2009. Just about the same time I started my PhD.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was teaching and doing my PhD. So I kind of fine-tuned my teaching skills and developed them, actually, while I was taking my PhD program. I started as a novice teacher here. And as I was learning concepts and teaching myself concepts, I developed ways to show the students how I learned. And that helped a lot in translating those concepts in a simple way to the students.
So, Mohammed, today we're talking about evidence-based humor to facilitate nursing education. So tell me a little bit about the context in which you're teaching.
Well, I'm a strong believer in teaching students concepts rather than describing a certain disease process. Because I believe when students understand the concept, they can build on that conceptual understanding and transfer their understanding and assimilation of knowledge to the clinical area. If a student understands the concept, learning would be lifelong. However, if a student only understands descriptors of a disease, the likelihood of forgetting those descriptors is very high. And students go to the clinical and kind of struggle or find challenges in applying their knowledge into practice. So conceptual understanding, I would say, ensures lifelong learning and deep rather than surface learning. So I take these complex concepts that are sometimes, some of them are kind of related to, I would say, terminal illnesses such as cancer. I deconstruct them in a way for the students to understand them thoroughly. I use real life examples and embed them into those concepts for this, so that those concepts would resonate with the students. And when I develop or deconstruct a concept, I don't just deconstruct it based on only life experiences. I try to integrate or embed the language of the textbook into that construct.
Can you give an example?
We use Copstead pathophysiology. Oh, this is the text that we recommend for our students in our pathophysiology courses. In that text, they talk about cancer as being an antisocial phenomena. So I took that concept of being antisocial and developed a cartoon that will spark images in the student's mind the moment they hear the word antisocial. So the moment they hear antisocial, they know that cancer cells disseminate in the body, and that is metastasis. The moment they hear antisocial, they know that cancer cells do not abide by the signal of growth, do not undergo apoptosis like other normal cells. So that antisocial concept kind of spark ideas, make learning hopefully more tangible and deeper.
And can you describe for us the images and the cartoon that you use to convey those complex ideas?
So, for example, when I talk about type 2 diabetes, I mentioned to the students that in type 2 diabetes, the patients would develop insulin resistance at the level of the cells. And basically, the receptors where insulin is supposed to attach and open glucose transporters for glucose to enter the cells, literally, they get dirty. So what I do is I illustrate those in the form of a house, for example, with dirty windows where the people inside the house cannot see what's happening outside the house unless they clean the windows. And I show the students, like, when a visitor comes to the house and the residents of the house want to see who is outside so that they can open the door, well, if the windows are blurry, they will not open the door. They don't know who's on the door. Once they clean the windows, they can see, oh, that's our beloved, that's our neighbor. Then we can open the door and we're safe to allow them in.
Great. And so these cartoons are actually like cartoon strips that you produce digitally, or are they drawings? How do you distribute them to your students?
Well, I play them on PowerPoint.
Okay.
I'm not very savvy in using some of the drawing softwares. So the way I develop these cartoons is I enlist the help of the Academic Development Center, namely Mr. Andrew Reel, who is an educational technologist, who is, by the way, very patient with me, because as we develop these concepts, they take sometimes 5 or 10 visits to the Academic Development Center in order to finalize the product and make sure that people outside healthcare would be able to have some kind of understanding when they look at that concept. This is why when I presented this idea at one of the conferences, one of the participants in the conference suggested that I use those actually as educational materials for patients, not only for students.
Oh, wonderful. So it's got a multi-purpose there. So speaking of students, how has this affected your classroom and your students' learning experience? Tell me a little bit about how they've responded to this teaching approach.
So, first of all, the anecdotal evidence was very positive, was very supportive and encouraging for us to continue, for me to continue to move forward with this project. So, based on that, I decided to formally explore the effect of those cartoons on students' learning. And for that, I applied for a grant, and I was given some funds from my department in order to systematically and ethically explore that concept. And the study that I conducted with two of my colleagues showed that indeed the cartoons, or what we called them, the visual narrative illustrations, are contributing to students' learning. And so far we managed to publish 2 articles based on that project. One of them is in the Journal of Nursing Education, and the title of that article was "The Use of Visual Narrative Illustrations or Cartoons to Teach Pathophysiology Concepts to Nursing Students." The second one, I hope, will be out very soon in the Nursing Education Perspective. And in that article, we actually did a mixed method research where we quantitatively measured the impact of the VNIs, or the visual narrative illustration, on a student's learning. And we also interviewed the students to explore their views about the visual narrative illustrations. And again, the responses were in line with our expectations. And we have a consensus that these were indeed helping their learning.
Wonderful. And so our talk today is evidence-based humor in nursing education. So do you find that this evokes laughter and pleasure and fun, or is it a different kind of use of humor? What happens in the classroom or in the student's experience?
Before I started this project, or in the process of doing this project, I did a lit review on humor in the classroom. And to my surprise, that most of the humor was kind of cracking jokes, out of context humor, something not related to the subject matter, something that did not have an educational message. My approach is based on evidence from a textbook that they're using. So I'm trying to hit two birds in one stone by linking the student to the text and helping them enjoy learning. They will engage with the text in a different way rather than finding the text as boring or knowledge that is unnecessary. So now they can relate to what we discuss in the classroom based on that cartoon and see how the book actually explains it.
So if a colleague were to approach you and they're really interested in this approach to teaching, they'd like to incorporate humor and perhaps cartoons or visual narratives into their teaching practices, is there any advice that you would offer them from your experience of implementing this approach?
Definitely. First of all, the way this started is it started with me reflecting on the concepts in the book. So as I was reading, I was very reflexive and I was trying to educate myself in a simple way. So I started with this, what the students are supposed to learn.
It's like you were going back to sort of a novice mindset.
Exactly. I used what the students were supposed to learn as my platform, and I took concepts from that text that is a requirement for the students to learn in order to pass the course. And I converted that into a form that would appeal to the students. So this is the trick, is to convert solid, sometimes boring material into a form that is appealing to the students without changing standards, without trivializing concepts to the extent that they appear either secondary or not necessary.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us on Teaching Strides, Professor El Hussein.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed this.
This has been Episode 3 of Season 3 on the Teaching Strides podcast. Join us next time when we speak with Professor Julie Book about a first-year course redesign.
So students were struggling with who is their instructor, and then they were also struggling with whose directions to follow.
Thanks for listening to Teaching Strides, MRU faculty daring greatly. Subscribe to the Teaching Strides series on iTunes. Visit us at teachingstrides.ca, where you can sign up for the RSS feed and email alerts. Teaching Strides is a production of the Academic Development Center at Mount Royal University.